Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to introduce you to a new segment on the Bravery Studios YouTube channel called All the Bravest, here live with Juan Perez and also my partner here, Marvin. Marvin, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
How's it going? Hello, world. Let me look up on the Facebook and see if we can see ourselves. See ourselves. I tagged you. See ourselves. Yes, I did tag you indeed. Indeed. Oh, there you are. Look at you.
Hey.
Looking like the guy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is all about to let you guys know who are all the bravest who actually started podcasts here at Bravery Studios. And also on top of that, to give you a little bit insight on who we are and what we do.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everything. Not just podcasting. Videography, gaming. Everything we do here at Bravery Studios, we are multimedia.
Multimedia company.
We do it all.
Of course, we're trying to work with a lot of new things. And of course, down the line, you know, we'll figure out and see if we do much more than what we're doing now.
Without a doubt.
So little by little, we're just building up whatever we're going to do. And of course, we get a lot more podcasts in here who want to do work with us here at Bravery Studios. And of course... So I know you want to listen to your voice, Marv.
Okay. No, I actually don't. I was trying to find a way to mute it. I was trying to find a way to view it while muting it.
I was sitting here like, okay, I understand he probably wants to
No, not at all. I just wanted to see my hair, and I got to say, man, without trying, bro, I managed to achieve excellence without effort.
Yeah, I like your hair, bro. That's for sure.
I
didn't get the chance to tell you that, but I
You
do
did
like
tell
hair,
me.
Man. I did?
With your eyes. As you can see, we're very down-to-earth gentlemen here in Bravery. We're not going to spill you the suit and tie conversation that you guys would expect from a company like us or anything like that.
Not at all.
We are the down-to-earth gentlemen here.
Of course,
here.
We try to tell everybody to say Ferris Bueller, but apparently they didn't.
Let me tell you, bro, if we could have a Ferris Bueller podcast...
That'd be lovely, man.
That'll be Mondo Righteous.
Yes,
without
indeed.
A doubt. What's up, Garrett? What's up, J-Kid? And what's up, Alex, King Alex?
What's
how you guys doing?
On,
thanks
guys.
For watching the first All the Bravest
All
podcast.
All the Bravest podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So what do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about what this podcast is about or what the studio is about first?
Well...
What do you think?
We could talk about what the studio is about.
All right. So then I want you to do the speaking for this one. Because if you guys don't know, Duke is the progenitor, the origin of Bravery Studios. This is his came out of his mind. J-Kid says, "Save Ferris."
Save Ferris.
We will. Yeah.
In the future.
You guys don't know how much I love that movie. You guys have no idea. But Duke, let me ask you then, bro. Mm-hmm. Take us back in time about like 5 years ago. Was it five?
Like around.
It felt like it was 5 years ago.
Like
yeah, it probably was.
It's been out for at least I'd say 3 or 4. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So Duke, tell me about when you got the idea to start. A radio station, online radio station. Break it down, boys, says Alex. King
well,
Lex.
First, how it all started was with formerly, you know, I know if you guys know that the name was called Speak Your Mind Radio at the time.
Speak Your Mind Radio.
What I wanted to do was, as an artist, I wanted to be able to push more real music, more real hip-hop to help help the hip-hop community.
What's up, Mark? What's up, Daniel?
What's
Daniel Martin?
Guys?
Mark Kirkland?
Doing? Welcome to All the Bravest podcast.
All the Bravest.
So it started off with that mainly. I was a rapper at the time, and I wanted to be able to open up a place where we can actually be able to get most of the real hip-hop artists in Patterson known. Because due to the fact that now, of course, the genre of music has changed so much. So I wanted to be able to do that. So that's where Speak Your Mind Radio came in, because I wanted to be able to let everybody know that you were able to speak your mind regardless of who you are, regardless of where you're from, what color you are. You have the freedom of speech to do whatever you
like.
So with that being said, with me being an artist, I was trying to figure out and see what platform I can get on and everything. But most importantly, of course, the way I was making music, not a lot of people were feeling it. Due to the fact that not a lot of people love real hip-hop nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listens to... no disrespect to the genre now. It's fine. But still, like back in the day, I was more of an old-school artist.
Yeah, Duke was more into like the boom-bap hip-hop.
Boom-bap rap, yeah.
Yeah, that's more of his genre.
So down the line, I was just like, you know what? Let me figure out and see if I can maybe find a platform, whatever. But down the line, as time started passing by, I started realizing, you know what? Maybe I can build my own platform.
Mm-hmm.
And... As soon as that happened, man, Speak Your Mind Radio came in. I was building this thing. Let me tell you, I was building this a year straight with nobody knowing what was going on.
It was like incognito. Duke was building this. And I don't want to rush him through the story, but the first day he went live, the world was like, what?
Everybody exploded that day.
What's up? What's up, Darth Messiah?
Darth Messiah, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, shout out to him.
Darth Messiah, OTR Podcast. But, yeah, it was just random. I just took the time to say, you know what? I'm gonna just build this on the low. Let nobody know what's going on. And everything. I remember my homeboy TS was hitting me up. Big shout outs to TS.
My boy Velly
hits me up. Big shout outs to Velly. Yeah. Beam from Wreck and Mike Studios hits me up, and they're sitting there like, "Yo, like, what happened to Fusion?" That's what they called me at the time.
Fusion was
my rap name. So they were like, "What happened to Fusion? What happened to Fusion, man? Like, what's he doing? What's he doing now?" Yeah, and everybody was always asking that question. They were trying to figure out and see what exactly happened to Fusion. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I just said, okay, I'm just not going to tell them anything. I'm going to just tell them that I'm working on a project, because I've always told everybody the same exact
thing. What's up, DX?
And AMC has the best line.
Absolutely.
That they made was, silence is golden. If you're silent about what you're doing in your life and you'll just progress toward it without telling anybody, you have not fed anybody what your dreams is about.
And that's good, because they can't feed you their negative opinion about it,
of
too.
Of course. So you could just run into it. So that's the way it worked. So at the time, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going and keep going and doing it and not telling anybody. Of course, I had a couple people in my job that I was telling, because I was trying to have like an actual partner to work with me. But then at
trying
the time,
to share this jazz. It should be shareable. There you go. You shared it. Thank you for the share, DX.
DX the great. I was telling myself, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody about it. I'm just going to keep going. So people were always asking me, oh, such and such and such, whatever. And at that time, I was going through a horrible situation. Of course, you know, relationship-wise.
Silence is silver, said Steve.
At the time, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. So I brought everything I needed for this project.
How long did it take you to get everything? Because we never really even had this conversation.
I tell you like this. I had...
Yeah.
It was a time income tax season, man. Of course, income tax season is the best season for everybody.
Shout out to income tax season.
Everything comes in.
Yeah.
So income tax season came in, and I just told myself, you know what, I'm gonna get everything now, so that way I don't need to worry about it later. So I got everything. I got the microphones.
Who's Steve?
I got a couple speakers. I don't know. You know, just doing all this stuff. So I just said, you know what. So I'm just going to build it slowly, not telling everybody. So that's when I thought about making an app.
That's when I thought about
finding out how to stream. And I was finding out all these programs that could stream.
Yeah.
And mind you, I was using the actual Mac computer.
I remember. I hate those things.
And, bro, let me tell you, I was all crazy about latency. I was crazy about all the stuff, man. I was like, you know, I'll put all this together. Then July 15th. Was the first day that I went live on air, because people were wondering like what I was talking about on Instagram, because I made a Speak Your Mind Radio account. Nobody knew who it was. I was just adding people, and then I was just giving shout outs to the Cause of Knowledge. But shout outs to the Cause of Knowledge. I was just shouting them out, shouting all these artists, and these artists were like, yo, who's this? Who's this? And then, you know, they were giving some love back. Yo, big shout outs to Speak Your Mind Radio for showing love and everything. And the first day I went live. And I blew everybody's minds off. With first day I went live, that's when everybody was like, what? They're like, yo, wait, whoa. Yo, Fusion got a freaking radio station now. Bro, he's got a radio station. I went in. I was doing my stuff. Then my boy, Boy Nova, he was like, when he first heard me go live, he was like, yo, I got to get on this. And me and my boy Nova got on, bro, and we were just doing interviews back and forth.
Yo, and let me guys tell you, he wasn't just doing interviews. No. It was an adventure. He had pretty much a theme for everything.
It's funny, bro, because the thing is, look, we didn't think about this. Me and Nova didn't think about this right on time, on some 2 hours before the show or a couple days ago. We didn't think of it like that. Let me tell you when we thought about it. Before the show was about to start, 5 minutes in, I said... This was when we're interviewing the Cause of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, "Yo, Nova, you know what? What if we make this whole thing like a whole story where, like, we went out to New Jupiter to do an interview with the Cause of Knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because they're from New Jupiter.
Yep.
So, you know what? Let's just make all the sound effects now. So, bro, every sound effect that was in that episode, we did it just regularly, just putting it up there and doing whatever.
What's
bro,
up, Cynthia? How you doing?
We ended up, like, 5 minutes before the show, about this, 5 minutes in of the show, because we played music in the beginning. Yeah. Then we're like, all right. And we just made a whole thing, like, right then and there. We were just like, we started off the show with, Nova, you getting ready, man? You getting ready to get in, get with us to go out to New Jupiter and stuff, because we got to do this interview. And then Nova's like, oh, yeah, I got to get the bag of chips. So you hear him using a wrapper, like mm-hmm. a bag of chips.
Yo, dudes.
He's just saying all this. And I'm like, yo, bro, this is crazy. Every episode that we've done, we basically gave people a storyline out of everything.
Yeah, I want him to bring this back. Guys, if you guys are listening to this, whether it be the audio on Anchor, iTunes, all these audio sites, or YouTube for the after the download, or Facebook, if you ever see Duke, if you ever message him, please tell him bring back the adventure interviews. I don't know what we could call them, but bring back the adventure interviews.
See, that's the thing about it. We never knew that it was going to come down to that. That's the thing about it.
Bro, it was amazing.
We always said to ourselves, you know what? Let's just go with it and see what happens. When the first interview happened with the Cause of Knowledge, yeah. we just kept going and going and going. And down the line, everybody started catching on to what we're doing.
Yeah.
But the situation was this, is that most of the artists who came through, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know nothing. They didn't know anything whatsoever. They sat there and mm-hmm. they said to themselves, they were like, they came over and we told them at the end of the show, yo, you know, we did like a whole storyline for you guys, right? I said, for real? Yeah. So the Cause of Knowledge peeped it out after. Yeah, and they're like, yo, bro, you guys are insane.
That was amazing.
It was a whole storyline.
I remember they broke into a bank in one episode. Yeah.
Ended up in Compton.
That was my favorite episode.
And we ended up
that in was my favorite. I love the intro. You hear the cars driving by, and then you hear the West Coast hip hop music. Holy jazz!
Yeah, we ended up going to New Jupiter, coming back. The spaceship crashed into a forest.
Yeah,
we was in a forest. Then all of a sudden, Nova got the spaceship back, but Nova flew off. He left. Then he left me in the forest. Yeah. I had to climb all the way up to meet the Eye of the Genius on the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Met the Eye of the Genius. Then all of a sudden, we were complaining about money, because money was a situation.
Thank you for the share, Cynthia. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate
very much,
anybody
everybody.
That shared this video. Thank you Definitely. For supporting.
See a lot of people here on my Instagram as well.
Shout out to Duke's Instagram.
Check us out on the Brave Roots Studios Facebook.
For the next episode, we're going to have all the links ready for you guys too. We'll have that. This is a test run, guys.
Only test run today.
Yeah.
But, you know, give you a little
history.
Description
history.
On what's going on here. History.
Legendary history. Almost like legends. We're giving you the legends of Duke.
So from there we said, you know what? If that's the case,
Sharon is Karen.
We'll figure out and see what we can do in house, because Nova came to me about a problem about money. That's why it came down to that point where we went to Compton.
Yeah,
I mean, we went to the bank, Fort Knox, to go get some stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Let's do an episode on going to Fort Knox, getting some money from there. And then we're out. And the thing is, the interview was with 100 grand.
Yep.
So I kept telling him about 100 grand. I was like, hey, yo, listen, man, 100 grand, bro. We got 100 grand, and I could get you 100 grand, bro, at Fort Knox. He's like, why take 100 grand for? I was like, listen, just listen to me, man. Come on, let's go. Mm-hmm. And the best part is this, is that remember the sound effects in the beginning, bro, where we were walking the streets?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to open the door with the shotgun.
They had every sound effect. Oh, everything.
Bro,
every sound
that
effect.
That episode was fantastic.
That was amazing.
The beginning of the whole thing was put the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, man.
He came out of nowhere. We're walking the streets. We opened the door. We sat there. Nova's like, oh, man, this lady's looking at me. And I'm like, bro, you ready? One, two, all your hairs. The door. Yeah. Everybody freeze! Boom! And then we're just going crazy.
Yeah,
started
man.
Doing all this crazy stuff, bro.
Those were the days.
It was amazing, man.
Good
it
times.
Was amazing.
And, good times.
Regardless of what it is, man, big shout-outs to the homeboy, Nova.
Yeah.
Even though we split and everything else, man, regardless, we always respect
He's part
other,
of the
no
story,
what.
And he'll never be forgotten, that's
no,
for sure.
No, that's definitely history there, man.
Yeah.
It definitely
he plays a hand, and a lot of people play a hand in the role in the road that this all this creativeness took.
Mm-hmm. So it definitely put me into the position where Speaking Mind Radio was going to become something very good for actual city, man, because I was trying to do it for Patterson, because mm-hmm. mainly because I wanted a lot of these real good artists to get put out there and everything. So I just said to myself, you know what, I'm gonna bring them a platform so everybody can get on. And that was the main thing about Speaking Mind Radio, was we never judge you regardless of what mm-hmm. you do. We didn't care of what type of music you made or anything. We was always playing music for you no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Big shout outs to VHS Philosopher. If a lot of people don't know who VHS Philosopher is, he's out in Chicago, I think it is. He was an artist out in Chicago, and he was making music, and he even said it himself. He would have quit doing this music
What's
thing
up, Matt the
if,
Dragon?
If
what
Speak
up?
Your Mind Radio would have never came out. You know what I'm saying? He said it himself.
Yeah.
And down the line, he's always grateful with the studio, no matter what. He's always grateful with what we basically put out for him and everything else. He did that. And then in time, I just told myself, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to this is when you came in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we did. Remember we
What's
did
up,
the video?
AJ Nunez?
We what did up? A video before, way before. This is when we were working on a project ourselves. In mm-hmm. the Art Factory at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before we knew it was the Art Factory.
Yeah, before, yeah, yeah, definitely. Because
I knew. No, yeah, I did.
So from there, you know, we worked on a video or whatever. Because
let me give you a little bit of background for that. So I was doing documentaries about Patterson at the time, and posting them up on YouTube. It was like the first thing I was ever doing for videography. The first time I ever picked up a camera or anything. And, you know, I was posting them on Facebook, tagging everybody annoyingly. Like, I went down my friend list, tagged everybody.
Everybody.
And then I was at Walmart one night, and I ran into this gentleman right here. And he's like, yo, I saw your video. They're pretty cool. I was like, thanks, man, even though my boy's kind of making fun of me for it. But that was exactly what I said, even though he wasn't making fun of me. But shout out to him. And he was telling me, like, yo, we should work together on something. I think I got a song for you for the Gnarly Marv show. I see you. What up, AJ? He's like, I got a song for you for the Gnarly Marv show. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, let's work. Let's make a video. And I was like, yeah, yeah, let's make a music video. And I think we went months without actually ever doing it.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, I was thinking about it, like, every day. I was like, what can we do that's unique? Because that was my whole sell. I didn't care if the quality was good of the video.
Yeah.
My whole thing was making the video unique. Because that way, even if you have really bad quality in your video, if your video is unique or very funny, or very out there and very different.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, that would get you exposure.
Correct.
And that's what I did. I was like, why don't we do 3 music videos and just put them together and do 3 songs? And that was like 3 months later after Walmart when I saw him. And we went and we did that.
It's funny because at the time, remember, it took us a while to start this project.
Yeah, we'd a long
always,
time.
We was always talking about let's get it going. Then out of nowhere, never got the chance to at least connect. Because at the time, of course, we were busy. We were doing a lot of stuff.
Working jobs and everything.
So at that time, we were just like, you know what, it is what it is. And then out of nowhere, that performer was just like, yo, you know what, let's do
it. What up, Jorge? How you doing, bro? Thanks for watching, man. Guys, make sure you share. Make sure you shout us out. I mean, you guys, we have a chat there where you can use it. Can be used.
Yeah, I had to share this to the people on my Facebook as well right now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
See. Yeah, man. And from that point on with Speaking Mind Radio, that's at the time that we met at Alice Island after.
It was like a year after that.
Yeah,
it was like a year. Cause we did a couple music videos after that. We actually continued doing a few. We did like 3. And then a year later is when we actually went to the island.
Telling me
I was looking for... I had just broken up with my girlfriend. And I moved back into my mother's house. And I had all this video equipment that I had nowhere to put. And I found a spot. I was looking for a place to open up an office. Almost like a business.
Correct.
And first we were going to do, remember, we were going to do El Mundo on the third floor.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shout out to AJ. Thanks for the share, bro. Juan Perez joined.
Yeah.
What is this?
What is this?
The Inception music. But no, yeah, we were going to do it in El Mundo on like the second floor. And that didn't work out because they were like, we can't be there after late and all that jazz. And it was like, we have day jobs. We need to be there after late. So then I found this island in Patterson that you always see. I'm sure everyone's seen that island. Everyone drives past it. Nobody ever knows what it is.
Nobody ever went back there until, until you told me what it was.
Yeah, because they had a number that said, hey, we have space for rent. I just called the number and the guy told me to come. I looked at one of the rooms. I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And they had air conditioning. So shout out to Al's Island. They had air conditioning and everything. So the first thing I did, I hit up Juan and I was like, bro, I got a spot. Let's do it. Let's team up on a space together. And he did just that. We did exactly that. And we had a room together for at least like not even that long. It might have been like a couple months He went and got his own because there was a DJ there. Well, maybe you can tell this part better.
DJ Kep had a studio in that same exact area that we're in.
He's even more hidden. He's been there for like 14 years or something like that.
Oh wow! And apparently, there was a time where Kep was telling me that it's time for him to go because he had a spot for himself already.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, say no more. So we never looked at his studio until we finally got in there, and I looked at the studio and. This guy hooked his studio up to the
14
max.
Years. He had enough time to do it.
Yes.
But you probably would have been there that long. It would have looked like that, too.
So at the time, you know, he had the studio up there. He was telling me, I'm about to get out of here. But if you want, you know, maybe I can give you some or whatever. I can give you the lease at the time because he was telling me that he was still with their lease or whatever. So he was like, I'm going to give you the lease and it can be under your name, whatever, and everything. So that way, you know, nothing goes wrong. So, all right, cool. So at the time, me and Marv was in the same room, and I was telling Marv, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's best, bro, because the situation was Marv was doing a lot of editing and a lot of photography at the time, and I was doing music. In there.
What up, Brandon? Thanks for watching, bro. Brandon Triano.
So with the music and the photography, it was cool at the time.
It was cool, but it didn't really mesh.
It didn't match as much, and then on top of that, there was hours too much going on. Yeah. So I was like, you know what?
What up, Renee? Shout out. Cool. Thanks for watching, bro.
I was like, let me just go in with it. So at the time, I said, forget it. You know, let me take it. So I took the room. I spoke to the guy. I took the room.
Keep it up, guys. Thank you, Brandon. I much appreciate it, bro.
I only started with a table and one computer.
Yeah.
A table and one computer.
But he did leave you a booth and a refrigerator.
Exactly.
That didn't work. Didn't work. And what else he left you with?
I think that was it, right? The refrigerator didn't work. He left me a booth.
A booth with no soundproofing. He took all the soundproofing out.
He didn't leave me a couch. No, he left me a chair.
He left you a chair.
I know he left
not
me
a couch, but a
not
chair.
A couch. He had a couch, and he said he was going to leave it. But
he didn't leave it.
No. He had a couple other things. Then that whole big the big thing that had all the appliances and stuff on it.
Yeah.
So he left me all the stuff there, and it was cool. I looked at the place. I was like, you know what? I'm going to design this. But here's the situation now. So I already knew that I had to find a way to make money. And find a way to make money real fast. And this was the situation. Was telling myself, like, you know what? I know that certain people were looking for a place to do podcasts at, which is my good friend Josh from The Darken Hour.
Shout out to Josh.
Me and Josh, we've knew each other for a very, very long time. We go way, way back, man. Way, way back. Of course, too, also, because he's a juggalo, if anybody doesn't know that, from the Insane Clown Posse.
Similar taste in music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Instant friendship right there. Instant friendship.
We knew each other for a while. And then Josh was telling me that he had a studio that he was at, that he was doing work for. I forgot what the radio station was called, but they were doing work over there, and he was trying to figure out a way to...
What's up, Renzo? How you doing, bro?
To get out there and actually be able to find another studio. And it's funny, because remember, at the time... They were still working with that radio station. I told you about the idea.
You did.
But the situation was we were in the same room.
Yeah.
And it was going to be too much.
And you wanted them in there for free. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, whoa, I don't know about that.
So they were working. They were working on trying to find a way to get it. And the thing is, when I got the new room, that's when things just... They ended up separating themselves from the radio station.
High five to you too, Renzo. Thanks, man.
So they got out of it, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I met up with Josh again. I told him, hey, look, I got a spot, blah, blah. We discussed the contract with each other, and then they were with us. Then after that, when the Darken Hour came aboard, I was like, all right, let me figure out and see what else I can get in here. That's when Derek from the Real Point Podcast.
Shout out to Derek.
Derek and Bebe.
And Bebe.
Because I didn't know Bebe at the time, but I knew who Derek was because, of course, he went to the high school.
Went to Kennedy with us. Shout out to anybody that's watching that went to Kennedy.
Yeah, so Derek came to me about an idea that he wanted to do for a sports podcast. And I said, you know what? For the branch, I think it would be good to do a sports podcast. So when he got on board, he got on board with Vivette. They got on board. After that, we had the happy hour show. Big shout-outs to Kimberly and big shout-outs to
Amber. Kay. Wasn't it Amber?
Kimberly. Was
I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, it's Amber. But Kimberly.
I don't know their names.
I don't know. I really don't know. Big shout-outs to Amber. Big shout-outs to Kay. They actually got with the happy hour show. They actually had a lot of potential for a podcast because they had a lot of connections.
Yeah, I remember.
That's when DJ Drewski came through from Hot 97. He came through.
Kennedy Knights. Thank you.
He came through, and we did a whole show with Drewski and everything else. So we had them come aboard. We had a lot of people come on board with Speaking My Radio.
Yeah.
And Marvin was doing, besides Marvin doing his photography, which the sign says photography.
It wasn't really a photography spot. It was more of a gaming studio.
You turned the whole thing into gaming.
Yeah.
Painted
the wall. Not painted the wall green, but put the green screen, just nailed it to the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was always green.
We moved over there. Speaking My Radio became a branch.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were asking, oh, what happened to the unsigned? Blah, blah, blah. I was running the unsigned at the time. Down the line, you know, of course, it was handed over to the Real Point Podcast because they had more potential in doing the unsigned artists. So I had them. They just went off with it, went along with it. And at that time, I was trying to take care of Speaking My Radio itself with the homeboy Blaze, Johnny Blaze, which is with the Eye of the Genius and the Cause. I think he actually works with Lift the Lights, so big shout outs to Lift the Lights. And at that point, I just said, you know what? Let me figure something out. I'm going to figure something out with the podcast. I'm going to figure out with Speaking My Radio itself. Me and Marvin, at the time, we just...
doing our own thing. Doing our own thing. At the moment.
We were doing our own thing at the time. Marvin was with the gaming channel and everything else, with Villainy Games. I came out with a wrestling podcast at the time. And we were just conversating here and there, figuring out everything else. But here's the main key, guys, is we both had everything. If there was just that time where we just said, let's put everything together and actually do something together, everything would have been.
And we had teams. We had a lot of people involved.
Correct. And it all came down to that point where me and Marvin just decided, you know what? Let's work together. Let's see what's up. Marvin had a Villainy Games podcast, which talked about games and stuff and all the updates on gaming.
Mm-hmm.
They got on board with Speaking My Radio at the time. They did what they had to do with all the gaming and stuff. And then me and Marvin was just little by little trying to figure out and see what we can do to expand not only the radio station, but also his gaming channel and so forth.
Everything.
So we did all that. And then you want to talk about how we just got out of there?
Well, pretty much once our leases ran out, the guy told us that we couldn't work there after 7 anymore. Which was difficult because that's when most of the people were doing podcasts.
He gave us a hard time.
Yeah, he gave us a hard time. Also, I had gotten in a car accident, so I couldn't work anymore. I was on disability, so I couldn't afford my rent anyway. So I was going to get into a lot of trouble. But essentially, a lot of craziness there. I don't want to go too much into it. But we had to go. We had to find somewhere to go. And, we put our things together. We found this place, this beautiful place that we found now, Factory Productions. AJ, nice setup. Looks clean and professional. Thank you, dude. Thank you, AJ. But yeah, we found this place in Clifton that accommodated what we were trying to do because they were open 24/7. They were very lenient about a lot of things. Let's just leave it like that.
Yeah,
pretty much. And it's been our home for a year. We just made a year here.
We just made a year here.
Yeah, and it's great.
It's growing little by little. Yeah. Of course,
we've come a long way. This room, like you guys, how you just said, it looks nice and professional.
Yeah,
it wasn't like that when we got here.
Not at all.
We put a lot of work, and there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Still a lot more, and of course, a lot of the podcasts that I've basically told you guys, some of them are not with us. Of course, there's bigger and better opportunities for them somewhere else. Yeah. Regardless of what it is, we still show love to all the other podcasts who actually separated with us. And no matter what, you know, we're always here to help each other out.
Absolutely.
Remember, before business, it was friendship. So we don't want to destroy our friendship for business. You know
absolutely.
So,
But when we got here, We were still Speak Your Mind Radio. We still had all the podcasts here. But we wanted to grow. We wanted more. We thought we deserved more for the amount of quality and the amount of money we're putting into this and all that jazz. Correct. So everyone still had their own YouTube channel. Everybody was still doing their own thing here and there and out everywhere. Even us too, we're doing our own things on different places. And if someone was to come to the studio and ask us, hey, show me a little bit of something you guys do here, I would have had to take them to about 8 different places on the internet in order to find anything to show them.
And here's the thing. A lot of people do a lot of things differently in all podcasts. That's the situation. So it's like it's kind of hard to show somebody like one actual YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we wanted to be able to keep everything together.
And I thought it would help us grow a lot faster since YouTube, everything is about content. Content is king. You need to be on YouTube more than just one day a week for 2 hours. You need to be on there all the time, honestly. But we came with the agreement that the best course of action for everything would be to put everything under one YouTube channel, one website, one studio name, one branch, one umbrella, and help everyone piggybacks off of everyone else so that everyone grows together, and that kind of jazz. Essentially, it took us a long time to come up with a name, a long time. But around that time where we were thinking of new names for everything. And we're speeding up like a year of story time, but
yeah.
We're going to be talking about a lot of the history back on this channel, a lot on this podcast. But yeah, so it took us a long time to come up. We were going out to eat, like have breakfast meetings every Saturday.
Yeah.
Duke was like, yo, the best thing to do is get out the studio for talking. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm down for that. And I like breakfast. Those are two things I like. So I'm down for that.
Food,
you
bro.
Can't deny food. That's a fact. So we got out. We went to these diners. We went to IHOP and all this jazz. And every Saturday we were meeting up and talking about what was the course of action. And those are kind of like the best days for me. Like
I love how much
we got done in those days.
Correct. Yeah.
Those are the days where we actually got the paint for this stuff, where we got the window, all that stuff. Like we accomplished a lot on those days, but pretty much, that's what we came up with. What was going to be our message? What were we going to do? What were we going to do differently? Mm-hmm. If we were starting over, what are we going to do differently? And pretty much, I had done Vinny Games for a year. He has done OTR for a year. We both had just made a year and everything we were doing, and I felt like, for me, I was just done doing the villain thing. I was done. I had breeded a community of toxic people. Like, I felt like it was becoming like almost like a cult-like thing that I was doing. And I felt like this isn't me anymore. Like, a year ago when I started this, it was a reflection of what I felt on the inside. I felt like, you know what? I had just broken up with my girl. She moved out. I was in a dark place inside, and I felt like I was the villain. Like, yeah, this is what I am right now, and I expressed it in my art and with everything I was creating. But after time, I came to realize, like, you know what, that's who I was at the moment, but that's not who I am in general. Like, you could ask people who I am in general, no one's gonna describe me as a villain. You know what I mean? And it sounded cool. Mostly, it sounded cool. You know what I mean? So, I just came to the conclusion, I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to send that message. That's not what I'm about. Tell them about Team Villainy. Yeah, I'm telling them. I love Villainy. I love that year. It was an amazing part of my life, and I learned everything I learned over that time. I still use today, and I still love it. But it's not who I am every day. So I want to be who I am every day on camera. I don't want to try to put on an act. I mean, there's a little bit of character in there, of course. But that's when I said, you know, let's change the studio name to Bravery. And I want to emphasize the bravery because we're two individuals who are like following our dreams like to the T. Well, we're going to follow our dreams off a cliff if necessary.
Correct.
And I think I remember in Patterson, there's this bridge on Spruce Street, or under this bridge, there's a bunch of paintings from school kids, and it says, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And some of them are saying, like, oh, I want to be a teacher, I want to be president, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be an astronaut, all this other stuff. And I remember in big letters, there's something that says, if your dreams don't scare you, then your dreams are not big enough. And I don't think there's any truer words I've ever heard, ever. Like, if your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. Like, you have to be scared of your dreams. You have to think, like, yo, if I go down this path, mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to be guaranteed anything. Like, there's no guarantee that you'll ever be successful. There's no guarantee you're going to accomplish anything. But if it makes you happy and you have the bravery to take on that fear of your dreams, then you will be happy in the end. I believe that. And that's where the name bravery comes from that message. If your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. So stay brave on the course to your dreams. Never lose that bravery and that faith that you're going to accomplish something.
And that's how we consider everybody here, due to the fact that everybody in here started off with nothing.
Yeah.
They started with an idea. Everybody starts with an idea, of course. They put it into work. But the situation is, when people don't have the numbers that they want to see, you know what I'm saying? Or people don't see the community that likes them, or they have a separate part of people who don't like to watch them.
Yeah.
All these guys, we look at them and we call them bravehearts.
Yes.
The only reason why is because everybody's in here doing this each and every single week, or even on top of that, every single day, because you got to understand, they do a podcast every week, but they're working on their dreams every single day.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's the reason why we came out with the word Bravehearts. Because most of these guys in here are Bravehearts. And they all are willing to work as much as possible to make their dreams come true. And mind you, man, we all have that built mentality where we're all trying to do it. And let me tell you something. Don't take it as just if you're here in the studio, then you're a Braveheart. You're always a Braveheart.
Yeah,
you wake up in the morning, you're a Braveheart.
It takes bravery to get out of bed. Like, some people hate their jobs, and imagine how much strength that takes to say, I need to feed my kids. I got to go do this thing I don't like.
You're always going to be a Braveheart regardless. And this is the message we're trying to give to everybody, of course.
Yeah.
We are from New Jersey. So a lot of people who don't know where we're from, we are from New Jersey.
And we're from
New
Jersey, Patterson on top of that.
Patterson, yeah.
There's no shame there. Some people deny they're from Patterson. Yeah. They're ashamed to say they're from Patterson. What up, David Gomez? Speaking of Patterson, what's up, my boy? Long time.
So it's like we're from Patterson, and we
came from nothing. We came from nothing.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had an idea and we put it together.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And don't think of it as because you see us on camera, because you see us doing work with somewhere else and everything else. We're still working, man. We're still working. We're not where we want. We're not like to the top. Because regardless if you're on top, you still need to keep moving up.
There is no limit. You know what I mean?
There is no limit.
What up? What up, my boy?
You might get one place, but that doesn't mean that you're done. You got to keep going.
There's always. I mean, look at some artists that have been doing it for thousands of years. No, like Madonna. Madonna starts to put out music. Michael Jackson was still doing work. Yeah. There's no limit. There's always levels to everything. I think it was who was it? I think it was. I want to say maybe it was a producer. It might have been Primo that he said, people think that it's just, you just go from one level from being poor to the next level is being rich. He's like, no, there's so many levels in between that. And then when you get successful, there's still more levels. You know, you go from being an average rapper to being a Jay-Z or something like that. There's always thousands of levels.
And of course, one thing you got to understand is you're going to have a community.
Thanks, Dave. Like, appreciate it, man.
You're going to have a community that doesn't like you. You're going to have a
community
that likes you. Or you're going to have a community that's in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But most importantly, you need to keep working on it. And that's what we're doing little by little. Yeah. We're trying to build a community. We're trying to build people to do what they want to do. Because there's a lot of people out there with ideas. They just don't have the place to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And this is the place right now where we want you guys to understand.
Definitely.
If whoever's listening to us now and has an idea of a podcast, or even on top of that, people who are out of state and have an idea and they really want to do it. Big shout outs to Aiden Beatty, bro. I got to say that, bro, because that young kid
is an entrepreneur.
And let me tell you guys something. The kid has started a podcast by himself.
Shout out to Kimberly Ann. Thank you for joining.
And now he's hitting me up talking about that he wants to start something like WWTD. So
that's how you inspire people. Sometimes you don't expect it, but you inspire people.
But, that's basically the Bravery Studios came in. Bravery Studios came in like that. We're trying to reach the positive minds of all people all around the world to let them know.
Absolutely.
That
that's why you see the New Jersey in the title, too. We're not just Bravery. We're Bravery Studios New Jersey, and we really want to have an impact in the community over here.
Yeah, correct.
Because when we were kids, there wasn't many places you can go to do a video or to do music or to do video games or to do any of that. Reaching out to the community and seeing how we can help out or what we can do and maybe give people a place to work on their dreams is definitely a big thing also. You know what I mean? Patterson, I think there's nothing more poetic than for someone to think that that two individuals, me and him, or more, of course, two people who came from a city where we're known for being, like, you know, a bit violent, under social norms, and for us to poetically come and say we're not going to be part of that, that we're gonna do something positive and try to live our dreams. And, you know, what the average statistic is that we're going to end up going nowhere in life. That's a statistic for people from Patterson. And we're not living up to that statistic. We're not becoming products of our environment. We're trying to make our environment a product of us. Like, we affect our environment, not the other way around.
Correct.
Not the other way around.
And that's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to reach out to everybody here, listeners all around the world. Of course, like we said, Bravery Studios. We gave you a little introduction on what Bravery Studios is all about. Multimedia company looking to work with you. If you have an idea that you want to put together with the Bravery Studios, you definitely can reach out to us. I know we'll have all the information down in the link in the description.
You know what I want to do too, now that we're not so serious at the moment? I want to put up a number on the screen. You know how people have their counts for how many times something happens?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my weight on the screen. And I want you to put yours too. And I want to see every week if we could try to make a goal to lose some weight.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then everybody that checks the podcast will check in to see how much weight we lost. Because I need some kind of motivation. I have gained at least 100 pounds since last year, since I got in that car accident.
I think I would imagine.
And Duke has lost at least 100 pounds since a year ago, thanks to his wrestling. Which we also were going to talk about a lot, too. Duke's wrestling career and all our goals here, too. We don't want the podcast to be too long, just an hour.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be live on Twitch. We're going to talk about Bravery Arcade, too, soon on here. You both have a bunch of impressive projects under your belts. Everything I followed from you have been super entertaining, and I don't understand why you aren't billionaires yet. Very appreciative and proud of all the hard work you've put into your respective crafts. Yo, Cynthia, sometimes you make me cry inside, man.
Indeed, she's actually very
She's always brave. Watched everything. And
she's,
man,
one of the best supporters, bro.
Absolutely.
Because every single show that was on Speaking My Radio
she
at the
won.
Time.
Yeah, listen to it, yeah.
She's always listened to it. She's always shared it. She's always been there all the time.
Big shout out to Neville, too. Neville Kennedy, another night.
Bro, yeah, definitely.
Shout out to you. Thanks for watching. And thanks for the hearts. Fat Boys for Life, said Lex. Not for life, maybe for a year. But yeah, I'm gonna put my weight on the screen, and I want Duke to do it too. Of course, he doesn't probably have to lose as much as I do, but you do want to lose weight, you said, right?
I would say, yeah, cause the only reason why
we're getting a scale next week. Yeah. We're gonna put that together next week.
We'll put the numbers later on.
Yeah,
and then we'll let you guys know. Then and we'll definitely do.
We'll do that, and that'll be like our gimmick. Like we're trying to do something, you know, positive in the environment, but we still want to have fun too. We're not holier than thou. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to come at you like we're the holy ones. We're the good people from Patterson. No, we're down to earth and very human, just like everyone else.
We would always want to work with whoever.
We don't judge at all. So, but yes, our weights will be on the screen next week, and we're gonna. My goal for this year is to lose 100 pounds. Exactly 100.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Over the course of a year, I think I could do it.
Okay.
Well, not in like 6 months.
Oh,
not in
yeah,
like,
of course a year.
Not in like, how much did you lose when you started wrestling?
When I started wrestling, I was at, I think I was at like 216, 215 when I started wrestling. And then in the course of time, I started training like crazy, and I went down to like at least 198.
So you lost like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean, but here
216?
And there, to be honest, right now, it's like I'm here and there because like I've been eating crazy. But
we're gonna stop that. We're gonna change that.
I have no other choice. Yeah. Listen, I have an old school wrestler at my school that's getting on me right now. So I have
to change that, and I want people to feel motivated too when they see how much we've accomplished. Go back to this first episode when you're watching it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And see how much the change has happened. So that's one of the goals. Do you have any other goal that you want to accomplish that you want to present? Something, not something, you know, super personal, but just something you feel like putting out there. What do you want to accomplish within this year? I know we don't like saying New Year, New Me. I know you hate that. But there's something outside of the studio, maybe something personal, like at home. Maybe I want to clean my room more. Something kind of silly that's not personal. I heard you want to let your hair grow.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah, all right, guys. So
my hair grow.
I'm going to measure Duke's hair every week. We're going to measure Duke's hair every week.
Nah.
We have to have fun here.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to feel like work. We're going to have fun here. We're going to measure Duke's hair every week and see how much it grows in a week. And then we're going to be able to tell. Like, yo, Duke, your hair grew like hair such grew. And such inches, hey. Bro. Like, yay. And then we're going to have like a little sound effect.
Well, yeah, right?
Also, we're going to interview people. We're like in a huge building where there's so many artists and so many communities and so many
talents.
Everything. So many talented people and creative people. So look out. I know Lex is watching right now and everyone else in this building is watching. We're going to be coming for you soon for an interview. Heavy Artillery already said he wants to bring my son on here. Hopefully we can make that happen. Hopefully. Let's see. No promises. But hopefully we can get a lot of people from the community, not just in this building, but, you know, people in the area that's doing creative things, even businesses, even people. My friend Azarul from, did he go to Kennedy or did he went? Well, I think he was in Kennedy. My friend Azarul from Kennedy recently opened a platter spot in Patterson.
No, really?
I want to interview him about it.
Yeah, so we're just trying to get a whole circle of people who are doing different things.
Yeah, man.
Also, what you're doing. If you know how to hit a back, this is what I tell everybody from Speaking My Radio. When I see the Speaking My Radio, I don't care what you are, man. I'm going to interview you or whatever the hell you do. I'm going to interview you. If you hit a backflip in the air at least 80 times in the air, I'm going to interview you.
I'm gonna like shake your hand like 20 times if you can do that.
How'd you do a backflip 80 times in the air?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Alex said, tell Duke to reach mine.
Oh,
hair.
No, I wish, bro. Lex, you don't understand.
How long did it take you to get your hair that long,
your
Lex?
Your hair is crazy, bro.
How long did it take you, bro? That must have taken a long time.
Yeah, Lex, how long does it take you to grow?
You'd be like, I never cut it ever since I was a baby.
Let me find out what vitamins you are taking to have your hair like that, bro.
He puts fish oil and horseradish in his hair. Something, dude. I don't know. Anything else? We got 8 minutes left. What else you want to say? You think you have to say?
Well, pretty much like I said, man, usually if you have an idea that you want to bring up to, and of course, man, we're friendly. So come through even regardless, man. You know,
yeah,
so
if you want to see the place.
Because the thing is, on top of that, I know a lot of people who have podcasts already. They're very, very used to doing their podcast where they're at, whether they're home or they're in a little place or whatever, doing it themselves. We want to let you guys know that no matter what, even if you have a podcast or something that you're doing, maybe a show or maybe somewhere that you're recording like a whole TV show type thing where you're doing like cooking or something, come through, see Bravery Studios, of course, at 45 East Madison Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. Come through and check the place out. Let us know how you feel. Of course, you know, down the line, we'll let you know what our rates are.
Yeah.
And down the line, we'll work something out with you guys, you know?
Absolutely.
But with that, well, of course, with Bravery Studios, what we're looking for is we're thinking of growing, of course, and then on top of that, trying to find a place to look for sponsorships and
absolutely
make ourselves up.
Neville says, I'm super excited for this project. I have someone in mind who is all about positivity for Patterson. I need to learn how to read, too. Let's put my reading skills on the screen.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, too.
How many times can Marv mess up a sentence? I have someone in mind who is all about positivity for Patterson. I'll send you the info soon. I greatly appreciate that, Neville. Anyone you have in mind, anybody we can interview.
Anyone you have in mind, motivational speakers.
Everyone. Or just artists, painters.
Yeah.
People who write graffiti on sneakers.
Yeah.
Right. People make their own clothes.
I do want to give a shout out to all the podcasts who are here with us today.
Absolutely.
Bravery Studios, of course. Some of them you will not see, of course, on the Bravery Studios YouTube channel, but we recommend you to check them out either way because they're going to be on their own separate YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Big shout outs to TRST. You definitely want to check them out on YouTube as well. They're live on Sundays at 11 a.m.
They're a current events, social issues podcasts. They tell you what's what in their own colorful manner.
Correct. On top of that, you guys can check out the Darken Hour, which they do episodes on Sundays, but what they do is they upload them.
They do a podcast 1 week. The next week they do like a couple episodes, and we upload it throughout the week.
They're all are on the YouTube
comic book podcast. Patterson Rays says Lex, King Lex. King Lex is going to be on here soon.
Yeah, King Lex definitely.
That's without a doubt.
He's going to have like a good podcast idea. Guarantee you.
Guarantee you.
Just to let you guys know, you can check them out on the Bravery Studios YouTube channel.
Yes, yes.
They'll be up there. They have a couple episodes up there as well. On top of that, you can check out Over the Top Rope Podcast YouTube channel where you can find me, Darth Messiah, and Alex the Heel. On top of that, we're going to have a couple guests that's going to be on the show as well.
Yes, sir.
Over the Top Rope Podcast. We have our own YouTube channel as well. And we have a couple episodes on the Bravery as well, so you definitely want to check us out.
Yeah.
We're live every Wednesday at 8 p.m., so be sure to check us out there. I want to give a big shout-out to Tushar's Honest Health Podcast. Honest Health Podcast.
It's a new one we just got here.
Yeah, he's a new
newest member of the family.
He's a new member of the Bravery Studios. But let me tell you, even with him being here, it's a great honor.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that he came here with an idea, and he said, you know what, I'm gonna have to run with it. I'm gonna have to do it. Of course, he was doing podcasts before, but the guy has stepped up his game a lot from that first episode that I seen here at Bravery Studios. You can check it out on YouTube.
Yes.
He definitely stepped up his game very, very much, man. So big shout outs to Tushar, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, me and Duke, you can catch us also together on Bravery Arcade, which is our gaming channel on Twitch.
Yes.
You can go to twitch.com/Bravery Arcade. You can catch us there gaming competitively. We're gonna be live later tonight on Twitch. I don't know what you want. You haven't told me what you want to play tonight. It's our variety night, so you can play anything pretty much.
I can't even say, man.
I want to do an arcade game. Honestly, I've been feeling either that or a classic wrestling game. Because how long have we been talking about doing a classic wrestling game? We never did it.
So let's do a classic wrestling
game. I'm down for it.
How about the WrestleMania arcade game.
I'm down for that.
Let's do that.
I'm down for that.
That's cool.
And they're short, so we can always play something different afterwards. Yeah. Bravery Arcade is our arcade thing. We're planning on doing tournaments soon. We're working on everything to get that done. Mm-hmm. So you will be seeing that broadcast live here from Bravery Studios also. So, hey, Jeff Smith, my old coworker.
Jeff Smith, what's going on, man?
Yeah, thank you for joining the podcast. Maybe he's someone we can interview. Jeff Smith worked at me with the sign shop, and this man, you can tell him to build anything in your mind that you can imagine.
Yeah.
He can make it out of metal and make a sign out of it or anything. He can build anything. Let me tell you, there's some people that I met in my life that I feel like, wow, they're amazing. But Jeff is like up here. Jeff is like, Jeff, I need a flying saucer. Got it. I already know exactly. He draws it out. He builds it.
There's always somebody like that, man.
Dude.
I used to have a neighbor that used to live downstairs from my house.
Yeah, man.
And when I never... Well, I'm sorry to influence this to people. Make sure you don't do it. I used to cut school. I was dumb at the time. But, guys, when I used to cut school, we used to walk around. It's funny because my homeboy Nova is now on my Instagram, and he's going to hear this now. The funny thing was is that we were talking... Every single time we're walking in the streets, because we have no place to go, we'll just walk around and stuff. We'll never have money on us. We'll be thirsty. We'll be hungry and everything. And every single time we mention my neighbor's name, he'll end up out of nowhere.
And we'll give you guys food, too?
And give us money.
Whoa. So I'm like, was that the guy from the wrestling event?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
This guy lives downstairs. His name is Reggie.
Oh, okay.
And every single time, I'm like, damn, man, I wish Reggie was here. We'll turn the corner. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, Reggie, what's up, man? What's going on?
Wow.
He's like, dude, did you eat? Are you hungry? Nah. Here, man,
$20. Wow, that's
thanks,
awesome.
Reggie. Every single time we mention his name, he'd always show up.
Neville gave us a link. I guess that's to the person she was talking about. Neville, we'll check it out right after the podcast. We're about to end now. It's already 6. We already did an hour. That hour went fast, right?
Yeah, real fast.
We already gave our shout-outs.
Yeah, definitely.
You have one more?
Just want to let you guys know, basically check us out, of course, on the YouTube, youtube.com. You can check us out, Bravery Studios, in the search bar.
We're going to upload this episode after this,
We're going to upload this episode, of course. On top of that, make sure you just check us out on the Twitch. We're going to be live on Twitch in a little bit, which is twitch.tv/BraveryArcade.
Yep.
And on top of that, we will be showing you guys more of the future later on with what's going to go on with Bravery Studios.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed.
Guess who just followed our page?
Who?
Aiden Beatty.
Aiden Beatty. the entrepreneur.
Shout out to you, Aiden Beatty.
But just want to say thank you very much for everybody who tuned in to us today. Of course, we just wanted to give you a little history on Braveview Studios and why did we change the name to Braveview Studios and what we're
in the actually future,
trying to portray for you guys. All right. Thank you all. We love you all. And
We're going to come up with a cool ending soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Don't mind our like neutral ending today. We were really good at coming up with endings and intros. So yeah. We'll be back next week. I'll go shut it off.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. It's like, now you're going to watch Marvin get up and walk around the room. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning into the Braveview Studios Facebook page. Of course, this will be uploaded on YouTube. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you guys in the next video.